A popular Outcast production.
Again, listeners, it is raining right now, so hopefully the background noise is put upable. I don't know. So I am driving on the highway. I am on Route 15. First off, welcome to another episode of Mixing It Up with Mike Carpenter. I am your host, Mike Carpenter. Welcome to the premiere, the one and only Mike Carpenter podcast. Welcome. So it is 11:52 a.m. It is Sunday, the day that this goes out. Hopefully this gets posted on time, because I'm really tired. I am heading back to my, what we'll call home. Doesn't feel like home most days, but heading back to where I live. I was down in the central Pennsylvania area this weekend. It was another Mike Snow Mike Open Mic. So I'm going to talk about that for a little bit. And I have some other things to talk about. I have a good album and life stuff and I actually have some topics, for once. So, there's that. So first off, the open mic. This was a great open mic night. As far as I could tell, it was the most packed. It seemed that every seat was filled. There were, by my count, at least 60 people. I'm not sure how many performers, but I know there was enough performers that we needed two intermissions. Which is fantastic. That's just, you can't ask for better than that. The turnout was awesome. The performers were great. I know I like to post my stand-up sets, and I will post this one. Probably won't be up for a few weeks, so you know how it goes. But whenever that gets put on the internets, I will put it on this podcast. As for my own set, I was really unsure of whether I was going to perform this month because I've just been busy and my head's been in a weird place and I didn't have a whole lot of material written, but at the last minute, I kind of decided, fuck it, so I performed, and it was a very short set, especially for me. Like, normally I try to do like a good 10-minute set, but I think my set went over really well. There was one joke that I told that I was a little nervous to tell, but I thought it would go over well, and it did. Actually, it was my biggest laugh of the night, so I'm anxious for everyone to hear that. As for other performers, Nick Rehack, again, fantastic, as always. Andrew Smith, fantastic, as always. Chris Rowell, is back finally from Dublin. He was in Ireland for the last few, I think, months. He was there for a while. But he's back, and he opened the night, and his set was fantastic. And oddly enough, the entire night, the first joke told was about me Snapchatting. My balls, in particular. Which, I thought was hilarious, and I got a good laugh from everyone else, because a lot of the people there know my Snapchat habits, which, if you listen to this, you probably also know my Snapchat habits. I love Snapchat. Love that shit. Look me up. MIUWMC. You know, let's be friends on Snapchat. It's a good time. I'm almost at 30,000 snaps. Holy shit. It's not, I guess it's not that hard to do when you have a few hundred people on your list, but still, I love Snapchat. It's a great time. By the way, this rain is fucking crazy right now. Visibility is low. But enough about that. Yep, the open mic night was a total success. I think, for me personally, I think it was my favorite one that I've done so far. I've only done, I think this is my fifth out of eight. I think this was the eighth overall. That sounds about right. I'm not really sure. I know I missed a few after the third one. Yeah, I thought it was great. Just the turnout was fantastic. The crowd was awesome. Everyone was just super cool. It was everything that open mic is supposed to be, and I loved it, and I think everyone had a great time, and blah, 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 bullshit, and everyone watched what they drank this time, because the bartender lady who is downstairs with us likes to make a really strong drink, and last month, pretty much everyone got really drunk, much too drunk for their comfort. So this time, I think everyone kind of, you know, slowed the roll a little bit, and, you know, but yeah, it was just a fucking great night. Afterwards, most of us went back to, Bill Russum, the podfather himself, went back to Bill Russum's house for a fun little, drunken karaoke bash, which is what we do. I did not partake in karaoke at that night, but what are you going to do? I wasn't up to it. Wasn't feeling it. But it was a great night. Great night altogether. I had a fantastic night last night. My voice probably tells that. It's a little extra bassy today. A lot of cigarettes last night. And I ended up crashing on the couch. So dogs and cats and whatnot. Allergies are, pretty rough. But, whatever, fuck it, it was a great night. I had the best time ever. I should probably set my cruise control while I'm driving here so I can pay attention. Hi-yo. Oh my. We were doing a lot of voices last night for some reason, and now I'm all fucking goofed up. I'm not really, one on doing voices very often. It's not really my thing, I don't think. My voice is not very versatile. I have one octave, pretty much. It's this one. It's low. most times I mumble and stutter and everything else, so my voice doesn't really do a whole lot. But anyway, we were doing voices last night, so I'm kind of all fucking goofed up. What are you doing, you son of a bitch? You son of a bitch. Got the road rage out today, guys. Oof. Sometimes people do not know how to drive in weather conditions, and I just don't understand. If you're not comfortable driving in this fucking weather, don't be on the goddamn highway. But c'est la vie, I suppose. So on to other topics. I have an album I want to talk about that I have been completely just fucking so into over about the last I don't know, maybe week and a half, or maybe not even a full week. I'm not sure how long I've been listening to it, but I've listened to this album, I think, at least twice a day. If not, I mean, there were some days where I listened to the album, like, at least six times. It is the band Ludo, L-U-D-O, and their EP, Broken Bride. It is... Well, let me start off saying I love concept albums. Rock operas and concept albums are kind of in my my top tier of entertainment, audible entertainment. I just like I love them. I love a good story, and I like I think one of my all-time favorite albums is Meatloaf, Bat Outta Hell. It was the first tape I ever bought or owned, the first CD I ever owned. it's one of the greatest albums ever written. Likewise, I think this album, Ludo's Broken Bride EP, is also one of the greatest albums ever written. It's fan-fucking-tastic. I'm going to give a quick synopsis of the story, just because I want to, so if you don't want spoilers for this, literally just, I'm going to talk pretty fast, so 10, 20 seconds in, and you can fast forward, and then no more spoilers. So start here, spoiler alert, boom. So the album is the protagonist is the traveler, and his wife dies, or girlfriend, or I'm not really sure which, but she dies in 1989, and he takes 15 years to build a time machine, and goes back in time to try to save her, but ends up going too far back to where the dinosaurs, and has to fight some dinosaurs. Meanwhile, in present day, the world is ending, and the rapture, and all this crazy shit's going down. He finally escapes dinosaurs, and fucking goes forward in time then, but then goes too forward, and has to save the world, and it's fucking crazy. It's fantastic. The last track is one of the most just beautifully heart-wrenching, just tragically beautiful songs I've ever heard in my life. It's the perfect ending to this album. I won't ruin what happens. But I get choked up just thinking about it. I think I already choked on one of those words. It is just, I don't know, it's kind of a masterpiece to me, this album, of just the writing, which is generally, with a lot of the music I listen to, lyrics are kind of put on the back burner to me when it comes to music. Like, I like to call myself a musician, but I have some musical ability, and I can write music, and read music, and play music, and blah, 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 so what have you. But generally, when I listen to music, I listen to it for the music itself, not so much the lyrical content. But with concept albums and rock operas, that's kind of a different thing. Musically, this album is fantastic. Like, it is super solid. But as a, like, as the writing goes, as far as, like, writing the lyrics and the story, I think it's one of the greatest stories. It's fantastic. Just check it out if you can. Like I said, the band is Ludo. The album is The Broken Bride EP. If you're disappointed, don't listen to this anymore. Not really. But, I don't know. You obviously don't have a soul or a heart or a fucking pulse or something if you don't like this album. It's also really short, which is nice. It's only 5 tracks, about 29 minutes. There's no reason to not listen to it. Just, if you listen to my podcast, take this one recommendation I'll ever give you. I know it's on Amazon for really cheap. I'm sure you can download it on iTunes for probably super duper cheap. Fucking hell, you can go to a goddamn bar. Actually, I was at the bar the other night, and it was on the jukebox. You know, because all these jukeboxes now are hooked up to the internet. You can play the whole fucking album for like $5, you know, at a bar. So, whatever. Just, you know, do what you want to do. I don't give a shit. Just listen to the fucking album, because it's great. So, that is that. I'll leave it there. But I don't know. I've been listening to that way too much lately. And I've finally gotten to the point now where I can listen to the full album without crying. For about the first 10 listens, I could not listen to that last song without, like, squirting out a few tears. But I think I've gotten to that point now where I can just fully appreciate everything about it without getting too emotionally, I don't know whatever the word would be, without getting too emotional, but blah. So check that out. Oh, bumps. A lot of the road. Alright, well, I have a good drive here ahead of me, so I'm going to take a quick break, regroup some thoughts, and I'll be right back, and I'll play my awesome commercial, which, as far as I know, everyone does not like. they don't like my creepy whisper voice, which I think is fucking hilarious, but whatever. Deal with it. The more you go to Amazon.com, tell you what, yeah, if you guys all go to Amazon.com and use my promo, maybe I'll record a new ad that's much more fun and less molesty to your ears. Yeah. So, anyway, we'll be back.
Hey guys, I have a secret for you. If you go to popularoutcast.com and click on the purple banner for Amazon and clear your cookies first, you can go to amazon.com and buy all the fucking shit you want. And we get a little taste of the profits. Oh god, the profits. We'll make so much fucking money and we can buy new microphones and buy new cars and buy a cruise ship and live like fucking kings. So help us out. Click the fucking banner. We love you. Bye.
Alright, I'm back. I think I actually had other things to talk about. Well, I don't think I did, but I think I'm going to call this episode short due to weather. I need to focus on driving right now because the farther north I get, there was no snow where I was, but the farther north I got, the road is covered in probably an inch or two of what was once snow, and since now it's 33 degrees, is now a deep gray slush, and it's still raining, so the road is really fucking awful right now, and I still have a good, 50 miles or so till I get to my house, so I'm gonna call this one short. I apologize, but, that is life. I will do my plugs quick, though, because that is what I do. If you would like to in any way contact me, which is greatly, greatly appreciated, and a lot of you have been adding me on Snapchat lately, which is great. I've been making some new Snapchat friends, and you guys are great. So, anyway, if you want to, you can look me up on Facebook. Just, you know, search Mixing Up with Mike Carpenter. You can go to the webpage, which is like the blog page, Mixing It Up. popularoutcast.com, or just go to popularoutcast.com and look for the link. It's like the fourth one or something. Oh god, this traffic is awful. Oof. Anxiety inducing. Again, I trust me driving on this shit, because I know how to goddamn drive. I also have an all-wheel drive vehicle. You know, my all-wheel drive SUV has no problem in this shit. But when I'm going behind some stupid-ass sedan who doesn't know how to fucking drive with, you know, their little shitty front-wheel or rear-wheel two-wheel drive vehicle, it's annoying. But anyway, if you want to do any kind of like private messaging, you know, if you want to leave me something and don't want the world to see it, email me. I have an email address, which is mixingitupwithmikecarpenter@gmail.com. That's the most private way to message me. And you can follow me on Twitter @MikeShit. That's MikeSShit. I've been on Twitter a lot more lately. I'm trying to get back into that. Regardless of how you message me or get a hold of me in any way, I nearly always respond, unless for some reason my phone won't get the message for a while. I am busy sometimes, but I always respond to any kind of feedback at all. I love it. I love you guys. You guys are great. Also, if you want to check me out on iTunes, I'm not sure how most of you get this podcast, but I am on iTunes, and if you'd like to, you know, leave a review, rate me, you know, if you want to, you know, rate, review, subscribe, that whole thing. Helps me get new listeners, and it just boosts my ego, I guess. So, you know, whatever. But thank you guys for listening. Hopefully next week I can talk about some of the other things I wanted to talk about, so at least now I have some topics for next week. Again, I apologize for this short one, but this weather is fucking crazy. And here's some truck trying to merge over. Hopefully you know how to drive, you fucking asshole. I need to calm the road rage down, because this is not good road raging weather. This is smart driving weather, so... Anyway, thank you guys for listening, and I'll see you next week. Maybe I'll put a little musical bit at the end of this one, just to, as a little, cherry or something, you know, a little icing on the cake. Ha-cha-cha. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe not, though. I don't know. I need to just throw this one up pretty fast, so. All right, I'll talk to you guys later. Bye. Bye.